Now this, though, firefighters in Surrey have been voicing concerns about an idea to close stations in Esher and Walton. They'd be replaced with one station in Hersham instead. Now the service says it's one of a number of suggestions being floated to try to provide a better service for people in the county. Steve Owen Hughes is the Assistant Chief Fire Officer. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Is this a money-saving exercise?
Well, no, it's not a money-saving exercise. We set out in our public safety plan that we're focusing on our mission, which is to save lives, relieve suffering and protect property and the environment. And we're very much aware that things have changed over the past few years. The fire stations have been there, our 24 fire stations, some of them have been there since before World War II. We have shift patterns that have been in place for over 30 years, and a part-time service is... shift patterns and ways of working have been in place even longer than that. And so it's right that we constantly look at better ways of providing the service and concentrating on our mission within Surrey. So the PSP was basically a plan which we consulted with publicly to say this is what we want to do. And we're now in the throes of talking about how could we do that.
All right. I understand when we talk about police station closures, I've heard the arguments about those and moving police officers elsewhere. I mean, actually, in terms of the equipment, you know, the fire engine alone is a big beast. And is there enough space in one station as opposed to two?
Well, yes, there is. I mean, any fire station that's designed is obviously designed and built in order to accommodate the equipment and the people that we need in order to achieve those missions of saving life and relieve suffering.
Do you have less equipment if you have one station?
Not necessarily, because it depends on the size of the equipment and the risks that are presented locally. Some of the equipment that's stationed on different fire stations is based on local risks. So if we're near rivers, etc., for example, we'll have boats. If we're near where we feel there's wildfire risks, we'll have 4x4s and water carriers. So a lot of it depends on the local risk that's presented, as well as the risk across the whole of Surrey.
And obviously, Esher, Walton, Hersham, not a million miles away from each other, but nonetheless, if you're sitting in Esher this morning listening to me and we're saying, oh, we might close your fire station and move it to Hersham, there's naturally going to be a little bit of nervousness about that potential closure.
Yeah, and that's really why what we would like to do, we'd like people not to be nervous about that, because unfortunately the reality is that no fire stations save lives. It's our dedicated firefighters who put themselves in harm's way repeatedly often that it will save people's lives. And what we're trying to look at is to make sure that these firefighters are available and have the best equipment to be able to do that work. And if you have a fire station at the end of your road, some people may think that's great, some people may not, but there's no guarantee that those firefighters will be there when you have your particular emergency. They may be out on another call.
All right, keep in touch with us. Steve Owen Hughes, thank you for your time.